Sulphur, the hot and itchy one. This remedy is made of flowers of sulphur, a bright yellow powder which has been used in medicine for centuries to treat skin problems and other conditions. In homeopathy, this remedy is considered to be one of the big constitutional remedy types. The person needing this remedy will often have skin that is dry, irritable, itchy and easily inflamed, and it will be aggravated by heat and washing. These are the people that hop out of the shower with redder, more irritated skin than they hopped in with. The skin itches and burns and is always much worse for scratching. People needing sulphur tend to be warm-blooded and are often found wearing a t-shirt when everybody else is wrapped up against the cold. They often feel uncomfortable in hot rooms or sitting by the fire. This remedy is classically described as the ragged philosopher, and the more modern take on this might be the mad inventor archetype. It often relates to people who are more interested in pursuing their own ideas and plans rather than conforming to social norms. These people are easily bored and unmotivated to do tasks that don't interest them. And this may relate to the mundane aspects of life, which may even extend to washing, dressing well, or tidying up the house. Therefore, they have a reputation for being scruffy. In children, we see a lot of curiosity about the world, with lots of questions. Sulphur types often tend to be very opinionated and very keen to impart their knowledge. Often, not far below the surface, there can be a feeling of insecurity or shame for not knowing the answer to things, thus driving this pursuit of knowledge. There can be an intense redness to the lips, eyelids, and around the anus, and there's a tendency to flushing and overheating of certain parts, the classic being hot feet, often a burning of the soles of the feet at night in bed, and they are often compelled to stick their feet out from the covers at night. But also other body parts may be hot, such as sweaty palms or heat on the top of the head. It's a remedy that can be useful in hot flushes, where the picture fits. The sulphur type's worst time of day is just before lunch, around 11 o'clock, when they find themselves feeling very weak and hungry, with a sinking feeling in the stomach. These people often have an unquenchable thirst. Standing for any length of time can be uncomfortable or unduly tiring for sulphur types. Early morning diarrhea driving the patient out of bed can be part of the sulphur picture. As mentioned previously, it's frequently indicated for people with dry, itchy skin rashes, but it is also a remedy that can easily aggravate these symptoms in the process of treatment, especially where skin rashes have been treated in the past with topical steroids or other creams. It has the reputation to bring skin problems to the surface, and it's therefore recommended to see a homeopath in this type of situation. This is a remedy that can be useful for treating colds, catarrhs, earaches, chest infections and digestive upsets where the general picture fits. Discharges tend to be burning, causing soreness of the skin over which they flow, and a sulphur cold can be fluent and burning outdoors and the nose feels stopped up indoors. Earaches in children will tend to feature a red outer ear, and there may be a sticky ear discharge and stopped up hearing. Eyes can also be affected with conjunctivitis, with a catarrhal discharge and sore red rims. Chest infections may come with a burning sensation in the chest and a loose, rattly cough. One of the biggest uses for sulphur is after an acute illness, where the symptoms do not fully clear up. It's also useful in oral or vaginal thrush with itching or burning, or in cases of ongoing diarrhea after a course of antibiotics.